Welcome to a Songs and Stories of Canada teaching tape. This teaching tape goes with the program Salt Chuck and Asphalt. On this tape, John and Rika present three songs: Teaming Up the Caribou Road, the Kettle Valley Line, and the Oda G.
Teaming Up the Caribou Road. This is a song about hauling freight in British Columbia. In the early days, freight was hauled by big wagons pulled by teams of horses. The song talks about the drivers who worked up and down the Caribou Road. The chorus is in two parts. The first part is really simple. I'll sing it through, and then we'll try it together. Teaming up the Caribou Road. 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 Your line is teaming up the Caribou Road. So let's try that together. Ready? Teaming up the Caribou Road. 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 Good. That's the first part of the chorus. Now the second part goes like this. When you hear that whipper poppin', you bet he's got a load. When you hear that sweet voice singing, stand up rowdy on the Caribou Road. I'll sing it through once and then we'll learn it together line by line. When you hear that whipper poppin', you bet he's got a load. When you hear that sweet voice singing, stand up rowdy on the Caribou Road. Let's take the first part of that together. I'll sing it through once and then we'll try it together. When you hear that whipper poppin', you bet he's got a load. Let's try that together. Ready? When you hear that whipper poppin', you bet he's got a load. Good. Now the second part, I'll sing it through once and then we'll sing it together. When you hear that sweet voice singing, stand up rowdy on the Caribou Road. Let's try those two lines together. Ready? When you hear that sweet voice singing, stand up rowdy on the Caribou Road. Good. Now let's sing the whole of that part of the chorus together. When you hear that whipper poppin', you bet he's got a load. When you hear that sweet voice singing, stand up rowdy on the Caribou Road. Ready? When you hear that whipper poppin', you bet he's got a load. When you hear that sweet voice singing, stand up rowdy on the Caribou Road. Good. Now let's take that short chorus we learned before, the teaming up the Caribou Road, and put it together with the part we just learned. Let's try singing it together. Ready?
Teaming up the Caribou Road. 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 When you hear that whip a poppin', you bet he's got a load. When you hear that sweet voice singing, stand up rowdy on the Caribou Road.
Good. Now you've got the whole chorus. Now we'll sing the whole song together with you joining in on all the choruses. Here comes Henry Curry. He's always in a hurry.
Teaming up the Caribou Road.
He makes his horses go through the dust and through the snow.
Teaming up the Caribou Road.
Oh, you should see him sprinting to the ball at Clinton.
Teaming up the Caribou Road.
He makes the latest prance just like his horses dance.
Teaming up the caribou road. When you hear that whip a popping, you bet he's got a load. When you hear that sweet voice singing, stand up rowdy on the caribou road.
Oh, Pete Egan has a rule, to his horses he is cruel.
Teaming up the caribou road.
He beats them with the rail, puts fire in their tail.
Teaming up the caribou road.
Old Petey looks so wicked when you ask him for a ticket.
Teaming up the caribou road.
At the sight of half a dollar, he will grab you by the collar.
Teaming up the caribou road. When you hear that whip a popping, you bet he's got a load. When you hear that sweet voice singing, stand up rowdy on the caribou road.
Oh, the driver's on the deck with a rag around his neck.
Teaming up the caribou road.
While the swamper in the stable makes sure the teams are able.
Teaming up the caribou road.
When the roads are in a mire, then the freighters earn the hire.
Teaming up the caribou road.
But they can beat the weather when they all pull together.
Teaming up the caribou road. When you hear that whip a popping, you bet he's got a load. When you hear that sweet voice singing, stand up rowdy on the caribou road.
The Kettle Valley Line. This song comes from BC, and it's all about a guy who rides around on the roof of a train. You see, in the 1920s and 1930s, a lot of men rode back and forth across the country on trains looking for jobs. When they didn't have the money to pay the fare, they used to ride inside an empty boxcar or up on the roof of the train, like the guy in this song. A lot of the lines in this song are repeated, so it's really easy to pick up and sing along. I always ride up on the roof on the Kettle Valley Line. I always ride up on the roof on the Kettle Valley Line. I always ride up on the roof. I could ride inside, but what's the use? So I always ride up on the roof on the Kettle Valley Line. I order my meals through the ventilator on the Kettle Valley Line. I order my meals through the ventilator on the Kettle Valley Line. I order my meals through the ventilator. They taste no worse than safe tipping the waiter. So I order my meals through the ventilator on the Kettle Valley Line. I buy a sandwich from the cook on the Kettle Valley Line. I buy a sandwich from the cook on the Kettle Valley Line. I buy a sandwich from the cook, and he pockets my money, the dirty crook. When I buy a sandwich from the cook on the Kettle Valley Line. Oh, the railway bulls are gentlemen on the Kettle Valley Line. The railway bulls are gentlemen on the Kettle Valley Line. The railway bulls are gentlemen, we'll never see their like again. Yes, the railway bulls are gentlemen on the Kettle Valley Line. They tip their hats and they call you sir on the Kettle Valley Line. They tip their hats and they call you sir on the Kettle Valley Line. They tip their hats and call you sir, then chuck you in the local stir. But they tip their hats and they call you sir on the Kettle Valley Line. I always ride up on the roof on the Kettle Valley Line. I always ride up on the roof on the Kettle Valley Line. I always ride up on the roof. I could ride inside, but what's the use? So I always ride up on the roof on the Kettle Valley Line.
The Oda G. This is a song about a tugboat named the Oda G. The Oda G used to work on the BC coast. She pulled big rafts of logs from the logging camps down to the sawmills in Vancouver. And this song is about what happened on one of her trips down the coast.
Thank you.
Oh, come on, you jolly tugboat men, and listen unto me, while I tell you a story of hardships and glory, of a lusty old life on the deep briny sea. There once was a stalwart old tugboat, her name was the Oda G. And I'll let you know, boys, that pulling the tow, boys, there was no huskier tugboat than she. She came off the waves in 89, for storm she cared not a hang. It was boasted around, 'twas the talk of the town, that she knew that old coastline as well as a man. Now her mate was an expert at running the logs. He ne'er seemed to come to no harm, but he ran out of luck when he fell in the chuck with a rusty old boom chain wrapped round his left arm. Her engineer was a lazy young tramp, all day he did nothing but read. On the fantail he sat on his young lazy prat, till a big roaring wave swept him into the sea. And her deckhand was painting the bulwarks a fine, painting so carefully. But he met his fate when to admire his painting, he took a step back and fell into the sea. Now a skipper, he was a very fine man, at seafaring he was a pip. But without a crew he didn't know what to do, so he grabbed up a life belt and abandoned the ship. But the old Oda G, she kept tugging along. She towed those logs down to Long Bay. And old Penny hurrayed for the money he saved, and he sent her back north on the very same day.